String 21. Testimony of Faber, the Master Builder. Faber.
If I am guilty of any crime, why would I rescue my greatest enemy and bring him back to tell his story?
Master Juridical. Our inquiry has not yet begun. You are answering questions not posed. Faber.
The Warden did not preserve me in the midst of all that destruction for reasons of sentiment. It knew my value.
Master Juridical. The Warden was bribed. Faber.
How the hell do you bribe a machine?
Master Juridical. You found a way. We repeat, these statements are premature. We are drawing our inquest to a close. A few additional details need to be resolved. You may be able to help us in that regard. Faber.
I'm not being charged with any crime.
Master Juridical. We are interested in your attempt, after you captured the Ur-Didact in the Sanxiom quarantine system, to dispose of him in flood-infested territory, in a burn. Faber.
I know nothing about that.
Master Juridical. What did you do with the humans and the manipular, born Stellar, found on the same ship? Faber.
I returned the manipular to his family.
Master Juridical. And the humans? Faber.
They were delivered to a halo.
Master Juridical. Were you aware that that halo had been commandeered by the Primordial? Faber.
I was placed under arrest. Needless to say, I lost control of my installations.
Master Juridical. You did not continue to influence Mendicant Bias? Faber.
Certainly not. He was primarily the Didact's design. You know that, don't you?
Master Juridical. There is also the matter of catalogue. Faber.
Ah.
Master Juridical. The Ur-Didact informs us that catalogue and two others accompanied him into the burn. Please explain this circumstance. Faber.
Why would I send anyone into a burn only to rescue them? I assume my underlings screwed up. Misinterpreted orders, or, as I say, they all escaped.
Master Juridical. How was it, then, after sending the Didact into a burn? Faber.
I deny that. I've said it over and over.
Master Juridical. How was it that you found him a second time? Faber.
An accident. A swear on the mantle. I was busy with flood defense.
Master Juridical. You had assembled your builder security and disgraced warrior servants and cobbled together a posse of vessels. Faber.
Cobbled together? We fought the flood. Even better that nobody knew I was still alive. I could operate with freedom, cut loose from the failures of our old strategies, given time to think over new strategies, and I was effective. We held that salient for 3 years, without credit, mind you.
Master Juridical, how did the rescue come about?
Faber. I found the Didact. The original Didact. On a cruiser, attempting to break our cordon. We were doing our best to protect a vulnerable flank against the flood, arriving on Forerunner ships. A flank opened wide by the failure of the Jat-Krula and its line installations. I have no idea how the Didact secured that vessel.
Master Juridical. A very attractive bit of salvage. Faber.
All of its arms had been stripped away. That's why we didn't destroy it. It was harmless.
Master Juridical, what did you do with the Ur-Didact when you discovered he was aboard the cruiser? Faber.
Bringing back the Didact. Bit of a coup, that. I decided to take the cruiser under tow and carry it to a research center.
Master Juridical, was it possible you thought returning the Didact, the original Didact, might cause problems for his duplicate? Faber.
That's harsh.
Master Juridical, after you recovered the Ur-Didact, did you notice a change in his behavior? Faber.
He was calm. Sullen, even. He seemed completely lacking in resentment or hatred. He told me he had experienced the Flood firsthand, knew much more about it, and it only confirmed his belief that halos were not the best way to respond.
Master Juridical, he had not changed his opinions.
Faber, not in the least. He seemed subdued, but otherwise unchanged from the Didact who had disagreed with me for so many thousands of years. Still adamantly opposed to the use of the halos, but it was clear he was hiding something from me. I do not know what. He wished to be taken to Requiem, his primary shield world.
Master Juridical, he did not ask to be reunited with the Librarian.
Faber, no.
Master Juridical, how long has it been since you last communicated with the Librarian?
Faber, years. Not at all after I was taken into custody and charged with corruption and unauthorized use of a strategic weapon.
Master Juridical, you have never had contact with the Primordial, nor with any advanced form of Gravemind?
Faber, I have not. But the Didact may be another story. Have you questioned him?
Master Juridical, your testimony shows internal inconsistencies. How do you explain them?
Faber, I've been on the front lines, fighting for years now, without credit and with very little support. Thankfully, my Builder security forces have proven strong and loyal. We accomplished much.
Master Juridical, in fact, you were capturing smaller, weaker, flood-infested ships and putting them through inadequate decontamination before handing them over to warrior servant crews, and doing this for extortionately high payment, under a regional commandant's letter of marque. Many of the crews assigned to those captured vessels were in turn overwhelmed by undetected flood components. The cruiser carrying the Didact was taken with that business in mind, was it not?
Faber, I know nothing about that.
Master Juridical, the rate of Forerunner retreat and defeat in the area you claim to have been defending was more than 5 times greater than in neighboring Themas. Your contingent of ships began with 500, of which only 20 survived.
Faber, it was hard duty. We did our best.